Hey everyone, this is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas with another Fishers of Men video broadcast, and it's good to be here. And not sure what I'm going to be talking about this afternoon, but just wanted to do a video. And if all we do is just read the Bible and no preaching, that's just fine with me. As long as the Word of God gets out there, I haven't really had anything planned today, so I just thought we would just sort of wing it and just kind of let the Lord see what the Lord does with this time. And by the way, this is one of the very few times that I'm ever really not prepared. And you might say, well, Brennan, if you're not prepared, why even do a video at all? I mean, what's the point of that? Well, I want to be faithful in what I want. I want to be faithful in doing these videos, because who knows? Maybe in the midst of talking about something or reading something, something might stick out and we might just talk about that for a while. And who knows? It might be something that somebody wants or needs. Amen. So, or not really wants, but someone needs it. Amen. So, you know, who knows, you know? And I don't always do videos like that, but today it's just kind of one of those days where, you know, it's just, I'm not even sure what we're going to talk about, but we'll just let the Lord lead in that area. It's good to be here today. And just got back from flying with Jeremiah Duggar. I don't know, for those of you that may be watch or follow my channel or follow me on Facebook, if you don't know who the Duggars are, the Duggars are the family that are that family with a lot of kids. 19 kids to be exact. So, big family. And spent some time with Jeremiah. And I didn't know what Jeremiah did, but to make a long story short, he really actually helps people and train. They train. He's an instructor. He's a flying instructor, essentially, is what he is. And so, Jeremiah and I were talking. I kind of jokingly told Jeremiah, I said, sometime we should go out flying. And sure enough, he took me seriously, and we kind of made plans to do it. And we didn't know when we were going to do it, and it was just yesterday that he suggested maybe we should do it today. So that's where I came from. I came from there. Now, where's there? That's the Springdale Municipal Airport, where he's a flying instructor, but he had some time, and he took me up in a little tiny Cessna. We went up flying for a little bit and came back down. Got a video on that, and if you're interested, that video is posted on my page. So check it out. I will also post the video on YouTube as well. But it was a good time flying about 1,000 feet. And, you know, it was just really nice just kind of being up there. It's kind of freaky at first when turning because, you know, turning, you know, like, and stuff like that. If you haven't been on a plane for very long, it's kind of freaky. And it's been a while since I've actually been on a plane till today. So that was fun. So anyways, but yeah, it was a good time, and we had some good fellowship and stuff like that. And but anyways, so that's what I came back from. And so it was a good time, and we just went flying. And Cessnas are very small. They're smaller planes, so they can only go so high. So, I mean, we were up about 1,000 feet. It was a good time. Very, very good time. Now, couple things before we kind of just dive into the Word of God today, this afternoon. I've just been sort of, I don't know if maybe convicted is the right word for it, but more like challenged, I guess, as you will, to get back into doing videos. And last week was just a very hectic week for me. Couldn't really get anything done. And I missed doing my videos. And so I thought, you know, I got to get back into it. The thought occurred to me that the reason why the Lord has me, you know, doing all this is it's what I'm called to do. God took a man like myself, a wimp, a really wimpy guy who was probably full of himself, still kind of is, still struggled with a little bit of pride, and just absolutely wouldn't stick up for anything, and has brought me through a journey, and still is bringing me through all these things to eventually plant a church. God took me from somewhere and is trying to qualify me and put me in a position God is bringing me from where I was, training me and helping me through to get to the point of being behind a pulpit. And so, it just really, I guess maybe convicting is kind of a we can probably use the word convicting. You know, it's just, I need to get back into doing videos. I need to get back into doing my Bible reading. I need to get back into doing some preaching and teaching. And, you know, just being faithful with what I have. Because it was because of the faithfulness of having to do videos on Facebook and putting them on YouTube is why I got sermon audio. So now what I'm seeing is that what God wants me to do is to be faithful with doing videos on Facebook, YouTube, and sermon audio. And then even being as far as being faithful being able to go and if I get invited anywhere to preach, being faithful to take those opportunities to go and do so. And, you know, I think eventually God's going to start building that up and eventually it would be just, you know, even more so being more qualified to being fit to being behind a pulpit than I was before. And God is sort of just slowly building up to that and, making sure everything is in place. So I need to do more videos. Speaking of being invited and preaching and stuff, as some of you may or may not know, I have been invited to go and preach on Sunday, so pray for me on that. I'm still not sure what I'm going to preach yet, but pray for me that God will give me a message to preach for Sunday night. It is at Freedom Free Will Baptist Church in Alma, Arkansas. If you don't know where that is, it's kind of by Fort Smith. You might say, well, Fort Smith. Brandon, where in the world is that? Well, let me put it this way. You have Northwest Arkansas, and you just go down a little bit, and Fort Smith is like 50 minutes outside of Fayetteville from where I live. And Alma is just kind of about maybe 10 minutes, maybe 5, 10 minutes, depending on where you are in Alma, from Fort Smith. Maybe more so five minutes. So I'm going down to Alma on Sunday night to preach at Freedom Free Will Baptist. So pray for me on that. Pray that God will just be glorified. Pray that God will just do a mighty work that evening. And pray that God will just, you know, that his people will be moved. Amen. That we need a revival in this nation. And that's desperately what we need. Is we need a revival in this nation. We need a revival in our churches. We need a revival in politics. We need a revival in every aspect of our... We need a revival in every aspect of our nation. That's what we need. And and the thing is, a lot of the stuff that we're seeing should not surprise us, because it is something that the Apostle Paul has warned of us, you know, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So we should not be surprised by all the wickedness that's out there. And, I think that's what we'll talk about today. And it may not be a very lengthy broadcast, but I'll use my phone here, and I got a Bible app here if I don't know the scripture right off the bat, I'll just look it up on here. But I think that's what we'll talk about today. But anyway, so if you can keep me in prayer in that, pray for my ministry, pray for me, pray that God will be just glorified and that God would take these videos and use them in such a mighty way. Because sometimes I think I'm a stammerer, and I just ramble on and on and on and start chasing rabbits down holes. And boy, I just, without God, I'm a mess. So, you know, just pray that God will, you know, he can just take these videos and use them for his glory. Amen. And So with that said, if you guys have any prayers or praises, feel free to mention them. And, if you want to mention them, great. If not, all the better. You know, doesn't really matter. It's up to you. Amen? So, I guess with that said, let's go ahead and talk about what's going on today. And let's get into what God says in his word. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to start in verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Alright, so we see here that the Apostle Paul is telling young Timothy that there's going to be perilous times coming in the last days. Now let me ask you a question. Are we in the last days? Are we in the last days? And the answer is yes, we are in the last days. But we're not in the final days. Okay? We're in the last days. We've been in the last days since the day of Pentecost. So a couple thousand years. Okay? There's a difference between end times and last days. And we're not yet in the end times. Though that's coming. And we see from Scripture and from the signs of the times that we are nearing the end times. But this says last days. Okay? And we're seeing a lot of things happen to our nation. A lot of things in which God is allowing, because America has, we as a nation have become very wicked and very vile in the sight of God. Would you agree with me on that? We as a nation have become very vile and wicked in the sight of God. Now, Paul tells young Timothy, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Okay, let's talk about some of these things here. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." What does that sound like to you? When you are a lover of your own self, what does that sound like to you? That sounds an awful lot like pride. Listen, we don't need a lesson to love yourself. We obviously do that. And I think we do that very well. I think very well, to a point which we shouldn't love ourselves. Hang on a second. The Holy Ghost just gave me something here. There's something I want you to grasp here, okay? Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." This is the important part. "And they loved not their lives unto the death." Okay? Paul is telling Timothy that in the last days that men should be lovers of their own selves. Think about it. That's pride. In Revelation 12, 11, it says, "They loved not their lives unto the death." You know what that is? That is selflessness. That is God's people are not to be selfish, but selfless. So when God's people do not love their lives unto the death, they're selfless. They serve others. They're laying their lives down for the cause of Christ. And they're happy to do it because they know how much Christ suffered for them, that they're willing to suffer for Christ's sake. Okay? But these people in the last days, men should be lovers of their own selves. They think that loving their own self is the answer to life's issues. And it's not. Much easier said than done. It's about being content. It's about loving others. But first and foremost, it is primarily about loving God. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? It's about loving God and loving others and wanting to serve Him because we are saved, not to get saved. We do good works too because we are saved. Amen. And we love God and we love others because we are saved and we want to give back to God and we want to do the very best we can for God. Okay? "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous." Coveting. In other words, you want what others have. You know, when you take a look at lovers of their own selves and covetousness, this is a big emphasis in socialism. Okay? Socialism. Because socialism is surrounded by covetous practices. And socialism says, "Well, I want what he has, so I'm going to take from you and I'm going to keep it for myself." But we see that that socialism does not work at all. Socialism always fails. Okay? Now, let's take a look at that. And let's take a look at that with what Jesus said here with the parable of the 10 virgins. Okay? And then, so if you have like a bookmarker or something, keep it in 2 Timothy, because we're going to go back to that. But let's go to Matthew, and let's see here. Let's go to Matthew 25, okay? Matthew 25, we'll start in verse 1. It says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." Stop right there, folks. Do you see how the 5 foolish virgins, okay, are coveting after their oil? The 5 foolish virgins are coveting after their oil. Okay? And why? Why are they coveting after their oil? Because their lamp's gone out. They have no more oil. They have no more of it, so they want more. Think about what's going on with this whole ordeal with COVID. The scamdemic, as what a lot of people would call it. What is one of the things that they're testing right now when it comes to the scamdemic? It's a thing called UBI, which is Universal Basic Income. Now you might say, well, Brandon, good grief, what are you talking about? What does Universal Basic Income have to do with anything? Well, first of all, Universal Basic Income is socialism at its worst. Okay? And secondly, when people were out of work and stuck at home, you know what the federal government did? They gave these people an extra $600 for not working. Quote unquote free money. So guess what happens when they get that free money? All they want to do is stay at home and eat bonbons all day and just collect what the government gives. They didn't earn that money. They just got it because, quote unquote, Big Brother gave it to them because, you know, they were stuck at home. You know, when people don't want to work and they just want money, there's some covetousness there. They're coveting money, but they don't want to work for it. Okay? The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. And actually, let's I know we're going all over the place today, but you know what? This is good because we need to preach the whole counsel of God. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, in verse 10, it says, "For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." So guess what? If you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't work, you don't get money. Socialism says you'll still get money if you don't work. I want what he has, but I don't want to work for it. You're being covetous. You're coveting. Thou shalt not covet. Socialism does not work. Because socialism says we're going to take from here, we're going to take from you and give it to you. It's so-called redistributing wealth. Doesn't work. Socialism will always fail. Name me one country where socialism actually worked. Socialism promises a workman's paradise. That's a lie. Okay? So, it says, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. We see that, you know, the foolish said, give us your oil. Because we can have it. No. Here's what it says in verse 9. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. You see, if you don't work, you don't eat. The wise said, we're not going to give you our oil. Why don't you go to the marketplace where they buy and sell and buy for yourselves? Here's a thought. Think about the mark of the beast. No man can buy or sell save he hath the mark or the number or the number. Actually, you know what? I'm going to butcher it. So let's read it from Scripture. Let's read Scripture. Let's not get it wrong. Revelation 13. It says, and he caused, in Revelation 13, verse 16, and he causeth all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the number of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So what did the wise tell? What did the wise tell the foolish? Go to where they buy and sell and get some for yourselves. The question I have is, could there be a connection with that, with was written in Revelation 13. Is there a connection there? That's a thought-provoking question. Is there a connection there? In verse 10 it says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Okay. Think about it. Who shut the door of the ark? It was God. Eventually, that door is going to get shut. Okay? The door is going to get shut soon. And God's going to be the one to shut it. And when God shuts it, no man can get it open and no man won't leave or enter. Okay? And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Okay. So we see here, I just, where did I go now? I lost my spot. But we see that socialism does not work. It won't work. It can't work. Okay? But that socialism, but that's what covetousness is, like the basic theme of socialism, because it's wanting and not regarding others. And Jesus said that socialism doesn't work. And if you don't believe me, go back and read Matthew 25. Okay? Socialism doesn't work. For men should be lovers of their own selves. That's pride. You got covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Let's take a look at this. Disobedient to parents. Okay? If children grow up disobeying their parents, how much more do you think they're going to be disobedient to those who are in authority? Well, you know, thank God that's not happening now, is it? Well, it is. It is happening now. Disobedient to parents. You know why kids are being disobedient to parents? It's because parents don't punish their kids when they do something wrong. The parents just let their kids do whatever they want. So when the kids start growing up, and in their mind, they get away with whatever they did in their household. So in their mind, they're going to get away with anything in the real world, They think they can do whatever they want and get away with it. Let me give you an example. This may not be the best example, but the other night I was at work, and I was working. And we have a road. It goes through Springdale, and it kind of goes. It eventually gets into Fayetteville, and then it kind of branches off onto 49. But it's called 71 Business. And so I was in Springdale, and I saw two cars like fly right by me. Almost. I mean, they looked like they were doing probably about 50, 55 miles an hour on a 40. Okay, so they were flying. They were speeding. And I said to myself, I said, if I was one of those, I guarantee you I'd get pulled over. Okay. Well, I get to the light. The light's red. Everyone stops. So I come to a stop. The light turns green. And the car that was going like faster than everybody else was squeals their tires. And the second, I kid you not, the second that they squealed their tires, all of a sudden, the police officer flashes his lights and goes after him and eventually pulls him over. And I don't know who this person was or whatnot. It's really none of my business. Okay, but the point is, when you got people that just neglect the speed limit, thinking they can do whatever they want, okay, where do you think that stems from? Probably stems from the thinking that they can do whatever they want and not get caught. Well, newsflash, there's always consequences to your actions. Always. Don't ever think there isn't. Because if you think there's no consequences for your actions, I'm willing to bet that your parents didn't correct you. They didn't punish you for things that you should have gotten punished for when you were growing up. This is why parents should spank their kids. This is why parents need to time them out, ground them. This is why parents need to punish their kids when they're out of line. Punishment for whatever they did is not being mean. You're actually loving on them, saying, don't do that again. Where these liberals think that, oh, well, you're harming and afflicting the child if you spank them. You know, you can't do that. You know, you're causing them to be, you know, you're causing them to be fearful and all this other baloney. That's hogwash, people. That's hogwash. Parents need to discipline their kids, and they need to discipline them biblically and correctly. But you have a generation right now being raised up that were disobedient to parents, and now they're being disobedient and going around doing whatever they want. Let me give you another example. Take a look at all these so-called peaceful, these peaceful protesters. And they're not protesters, they're agitators. They're going around burning down buildings, cursing at people, making trouble at people. I'm talking about BLM and Antifa. Let me just set the record straight. All lives matter. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter your background or anything like that. If you are alive, your life matters. Babies' lives matter. All lives matter. Every single life matters. But you say that, and people will bite your head off and crucify you for saying something like that. And all you're really doing is agreeing to what their so-called, you know, these people will say, well, you know, Black Lives Matter. I mean, sure they do. But it's not just them. Every life matters. But BLM is not what you think there is. There, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if it was a leader, but one of the people that was part of BLM came out and admitted that there was some serious occultic stuff going behind BLM. Some serious occultic stuff. I mean, stuff that's like completely Antichrist. So these people are, and by the way, these people are not protesting the death of George Floyd. Okay, that's been done and over with for a while now. These riots are still going on because they want to burn down everything and get rid of the police departments. It's all part of the Hegelian dialectic to bring in a police state. Let's not be naive here. Okay, think about it. Paul said, there'll be perilous times coming. And guess what we're seeing in our days? Perilous times. This all started with COVID-19. And then it got on to the killer bees, the killer hornets. Then it got into a whole bunch of other stuff. That didn't work. Now they're getting on to the virus again. It's always been the supposed virus. Now it's all these riots and all these looting and murdering and all the stuff that's going on. I'm going to tell you something. All these riots have to stop. The murdering, the lying, the deceiving, the occultism, the terrorist activity, all this has to stop. Enough is enough. And I'm serious. Yes, we need order and we need law. We do need law and order. But the law and order that we don't need is martial law. we don't need martial law being implemented in the U.S. But these Democratic governors need to get off their posterior and start doing something about these riots. Because it's getting out of control. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be hateful. But this is getting out of control. These people were probably disobedient to their parents. And now they're disrespecting police officers. They're disrespecting law enforcement. I mean, any type of law enforcement. They're being disrespectful towards law enforcement and all other enforcement agencies. They don't have any respect for them. Probably because they didn't get that. The parents just let them get away with whatever they wanted to. So because of it, they disrespect their parents, and now they're going off and disrespecting law enforcement and every other authority figure out there. You know why? Because it all stemmed from the parents not parenting their kids. Do you know why the parents are not parenting their kids? Because the church is not doing anything about it. They're not preaching truth. They're not getting that. They're not telling the parents to parent their kids. Let's be real today. Churches need to parent their kids. I mean, not churches. I'm sorry. Churches need to teach the parents to parent their children. Because if the churches don't teach that, the parents are probably not going to parent their kids. And if the parents don't parent their kids are going to rebel. They're going to be disrespectful towards them. Then they're going to be disrespectful towards every authority figure that's out there. Let's not be stupid. Let's not be naive. People need to get their head out of the sand and look. Don't be naive. Don't be stupid. Get your head out of the sand and look around and see what's going on. People are being disrespectful to parents and authority figures. Why? Because the parents won't parent their kids and the churches won't do their job. You know why they won't do their job? Because a lot of the churches are deader than a doornail. They don't have the Spirit of God. And there is no conviction. There is no revival. You know, the Bible says that all the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. Why do you think it's like hell on earth right now? Why do you think it's hell right now in this nation? Because we have forgotten God. And God is going to allow that as judgment for what this nation has done. Let's not be naive. Let's think. Think with your head. Let's not play stupid. Let's not play dumb. Let's be smart and think with our head. God gave you a brain. Let's use it. I'm not trying to be mean, but we need to be practical. We need to think with our heads and not be naive about what's going on. Because what's going on is we're in deep trouble as a nation. We're in deep trouble. And I don't want to hear this. Listen. Every election season, they're always saying, this election, you know, is really, really very, very important. And in all this stuff, let me tell you something. If the election was as important as they say it is, then someone needs to have a plan to bring back God back in this country again. If there is no plan to do such things, then the election isn't as important as they say it is. I'm sorry, I could be wrong, but it is what it is. Let's not be naive. Let's think. Let's be smart about it. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Think, when someone is disobedient to parents, these people are very much unthankful. It is what it is, and they're unholy. Those two have a connection with disobedient to parents. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Well, praise God, we don't see that going on today. Sure we do. How many governors do you think implemented unconstitutional orders in their states? Don't give me this nonsense that there aren't traitors in this nation. Governors who put orders that go against the Constitution is a traitor to this nation. Do you know why? Because those orders that go against the Constitution is what we call as unconstitutional. And by the way, I don't want to hear this nonsense that, oh, Brandon, well, you can't say anything because you didn't vote. Bologna. I'll turn that back on you and I'll say it this way. If you voted, you don't have a say. If you voted, you don't have a say. Here's why. Because all you did was you voted for the hand-picked people that were handpicked to being in the final election. So don't give me this nonsense that if I didn't vote, I don't have a say. I sure do have a say, and so do you. The say that I have is the obligation by the Word of God to warn people of what's coming. And if you don't like that, you could take that with God and you can deal with it. Don't give me this, well, Brandon, if you don't vote, you know, you don't have a say nonsense. That's not even mathematically correct. Don't say statements like that. Don't say uncommon sense statements like that. Because statements that, well, if you don't vote at all, you're really voting for the majority. Where do you get that kind of thinking? That doesn't even add up. If you don't vote at all, you're voting for the majority? You gotta be kidding me. To vote for nothing is to vote for nothing. It means that you're neutral. You ain't gonna buy into this. You ain't gonna buy this, well, Republicans are good and Democrats are bad nonsense. Let me tell you something. There's wickedness on both sides of the aisle. So don't be telling me that if I don't vote, that I'm voting for whoever the majority votes for. That's nonsense. That doesn't make sense. Where's the common sense in that? Okay? But you have people, you have governors that are traitors to this nation. They're flat out traitors. They're traitors because they're going against the Constitution. Petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You know what's interesting? You want to see what that last... You want to know proof of that last part of the verse? Why is BLM and Antifa, why do they, for some reason, have the right to go out and do what they do, but churches can't meet? If you can answer me that, all more power to you. But why is BLM and Antifa, how come they get to do what they do, but churches can't meet? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they want to do the pleasures of their flesh. Because they hate God. They hate God. These people are God haters. That's why they don't want the churches to meet. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You know, there are those who claim to be Christians that have a certain godliness to them, but they deny the power thereof. They deny the power. False Christians. You know, I came across a pastor that said that every church that closed its doors during this time are a bunch of cowards. I disagree with that statement. How dare any pastor make a comment of that sort? I know of two churches that had to temporarily close because of actual infection. Those pastors are not cowards. They are doing what is best for their church. I'm not going to mention names. But no pastor should make a comment like what this particular pastor said. It's not right. It is not right to say stuff like that. I think people need to get their facts straight, and they need to think things through before you speak. Think things through before you speak. Amen. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. Let's go to Matthew 24. And then we'll be done. Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from, and we're going to start in verse 1. So Matthew 24, starting in verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him, for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye now all these things? Verily I say unto you, there should not be left here one stone upon another that should not be thrown down. And as he sat down upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. I want you to get this part here. There should be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in all, well, in diverse places. All these things, are the beginning of sorrows. Listen, folks. Everything that we're seeing with this scamdemic, with all that's going on, these things are just the beginning of sorrows. Well, yeah, but Brandon, there's always been all this stuff since, you know, since the beginning. Yeah, this stuff has been going on since the fall. But don't be naive that these things are not going to increase, because they will. These things will increase. And all this stuff with COVID, this is nothing compared to what's coming. If you couldn't handle this, you will not be able to handle what's about to come. Because what's coming is going to make this look like a cakewalk. All these things are just the beginning of sorrows. Amen. These things are just the beginning. It's going to progress worse. Amen. Now I want to close with this. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can know for sure that if you were to die today, you can go to heaven. Amen. You can know for sure. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is who he says he is, and that he came to die on the cross for your sins, you'll be saved. I am not a once saved, always saved person. I'm a if saved, always saved person. Okay? It's not about just repeating a prayer. It's not about just praying to get saved. It's about wanting to be saved because you know that you are a lost sinner on the way to hell. And that you need that you are in need of a Savior, and that you want to have a relationship with Him. It's not about you knowing who Christ is. The question is, does Christ know you? Because if Christ doesn't know you, if you die and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, but you're one of those that said, well, Lord, Lord, haven't we done all these things in your name? Jesus is going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. And that's a scary place to be in. Hell is real. And people who die in their sin and die without Christ are the ones who end up there. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people who die without Christ daily. Very few actually die in Christ. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Cry out to God. Repent of your sin. Ask Him to come into your heart and life. Ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Amen. It's very simple. It's not complicated. But do it today, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Christian, let me ask you a question. Are there things that you need to repent of? Because if so, let's get that right. Let's go before God and get that right. Amen. And let me assure you, I know this is a tough time. If you're going through a tough time right now, or if you're struggling with sin, Christ is always there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But He will always be with you. And He will always strengthen you. Amen. Please don't get discouraged, but be encouraged that God is with you and He's got your best interest in mind. Amen. Listen, guys, I love you. And I'm sorry if this was not the best message. Didn't really have anything planned. I'm usually one that has something planned. Today was just not one of those days. So for that, I do apologize. But I love you. Please be in prayer for me. Please be in prayer for my videos. Please be in prayer for... Just please be in prayer for Sunday. Pray that God will just take that opportunity to do a mighty work in people's lives. Pray for my videos. Pray for my ministry. Pray for me. Because I know I'm one of those that struggle too. Amen. So listen, I love you guys. I do. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to get real with people. That's what people need. People need real some right now. People need to be real. Let's not be fake. Let's be real. And let's give out the good news, the gospel. Amen. Anyways, I love you guys. I do. Pray for me as I try to work some things out here. Would like to try to have more of a steady time when I can do these videos. I really would. So be in prayer about that. Amen. Be in prayer about that. Anyways, listen, guys. I love you. God bless you. You guys have a great night. And we'll see you later. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.